Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the shortest ever episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace. I'm on my own today. I just wanted to give you a quick episode, you know, because over the next few days, you're going to get so much Kick Out content. We are heading over to New Orleans for WrestleMania. Very, very excited. Myself, Skillet Tay, and Flu will all be in New Orleans for WrestleMania weekend. So we are going to give you an episode on Friday. Yeah, we're going to do one as a preview to the WrestleMania from the hotel in New Orleans. We're also going to be getting some audio while we're there. So we'll be catching up with some of the WWE superstars. And then on Sunday night / Monday morning, straight after WrestleMania itself, we'll give you our review and our rundown, and maybe if you're lucky, give you a couple of the interviews that we got while we're out there. So yeah, that is happening over the next few days. Yeah, so we apologize for there not being a full episode this week or now, but you will be getting full episodes over the entire weekend, courtesy of the Kick Out. Make sure you check out the socials as well, at Kick Out Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be putting up some stories of us out there messing about and hanging out, and we'll be at the Hall of Fame, we'll be at NXT TakeOver, we'll be at Access, and of course we'll be at WrestleMania as well. So yeah, we're flying out tomorrow, very excited. But I just wanted to give you this quick update just to let you know why there was no full episode this week. And yeah, so you'll have another full episode in a few, don't worry, in about a day's time, when we all touch down in New Orleans Friday, we'll do a full episode with all four of us from the hotel getting ready for WrestleMania. But I do want to drop this in for you today. So I had an interview with John Cena. Well, so basically, I recently went to Texas, as you guys may have known. I was in Dallas for the South by Southwest Festival. But while I was in Dallas, I actually had a John Cena interview scheduled in London at the radio station. I wasn't able to do it because I was in South by Southwest. So I left some questions, 5 questions for John Cena, and he answered them. Thank you very much to Nick Bright as well for he did the interview in my place, but he gave John Cena my questions, and I thought I would just run that little part of the interview with John Cena where he answers all my WWE questions now. So I'm going to put that on the end of this. And yeah, I thought if we waited any longer, it would have been redundant because a couple of the questions are kind of WrestleMania related. So only 5 questions, but I thought, hey, it's audio, it's John Cena, and we got it. This is the Kick Out, so it's only right. So yeah, again, make sure you stay locked to all of the socials at Kick Out Podcast. We'll be putting up updates, videos, stories, all that good stuff. And let us know what your predictions for WrestleMania is going to be as well, man. And hopefully you guys are watching it. We will all enjoy it. But yeah, next episode will be out Friday night with the full team from New Orleans. Thanks for listening to this very short episode. And here is my interview with John Cena that I wasn't at. But yeah, you'll kind of understand what happens when you listen to it. At Kick Out Podcast, yeah? Till next week. Or not next week. Couple of days time. Till then, peace.
Right, listen, we're going to talk WWE now. Ace, we've got him to record some questions for you.
Yep.
I'm going to play them and hopefully you'll have an answer for us.
Sure.
All right. Right, here we go then.
John Cena, my question number one. You got engaged to Nikki Bella, your fiance, at WrestleMania 33. Would you consider getting married to Nikki Bella at SummerSlam 2018? It'll be the 20th anniversary of SummerSlam. Randy and Queen Elizabeth did it in 91. Would you get married in a WWE ring? Please let us know.
That is a great question, and I've done my research on this. Probability of something going wrong in a WWE engagement, 0.005. Probability of something going wrong in a WWE wedding, 100%. So I think we'll save the actual nuptials for someplace special.
All right, well, that's question number one. What else you got, Ace?
Question number two. I really miss the Doctor of Fugonomics. This is when you used to come out and you would rap and you would bury your opponents, yeah? Are there any other wrestlers in the locker room, past or present, that have got bars? Who else can rap?
The Usos are really good. Elias is a very gifted musician and kind of does what I was doing at an early age, but plays a guitar with it, so he does it better than I did it.
Wow.
He actually plays an instrument. I'm trying to think if anybody else.
I mean, you and The Rock famously went head to head that time, didn't you?
Yeah, but I think Ace is more talking about like hip hop skills.
Rather than comedy skills.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say the Usos are at the top of the list.
Right. Okay. All right.
New Day as well. They got some heat. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm intrigued to see if John Cena makes a return. John Cena the rapper makes a return.
I'm 41. I'm in a waistcoat.
A hip hop collective.
I'm in a waistcoat, man.
Right. Let's have a couple more from Ace.
Okay, the next question is very personal. Dolph Ziggler, believe it or not, is my favorite WWE wrestler.
Okay.
He hasn't quite got to the stardom of John Cena. What does Dolph Ziggler have to do to reach John Cena status? I think he's amazing, great on the mic, great worker. He gives us amazing matches, but he hasn't got that stardom yet. What does Dolph Ziggler need to do to be like John Cena? Please, I think he needs some advice.
That's an interesting question. And if there was a clean cut answer, I'd be able to do it and empower anyone with it. And they would have the next John Cena in a moment's notice. But it's difficult to recreate phenomenons. And oftentimes you never know why they happen. And our industry is very unique in that. It's very much like the industry, music industry. Why do some bands take off? Why do some MCs get a break? And then you can see other MCs that can freestyle for 25 minutes and they're never heard of. Like that's the inexplainable. It's that that untangible thing that you just have that connection with the audience. And if I knew how I could fix that, I would tell it to everybody.
Yeah, I'd love a bit of advice, so I could maybe set into the WWE myself. That'd be great. Maybe get down the gym and get some muscles. Right, one more from Ace then.
And my last question, are you facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania 34? The world needs to know. Will The Undertaker and John Cena happen at WrestleMania 34? Please let us know.
This is a great question and a topical question. WrestleMania April 8th, live on the WWE Network. I was told that this match was not happening. I want this match to happen. I have teased the possibility of a matchup in front of multiple live audiences, and they've been going nuts. Apparently Ace wants this to happen as well. So I kind of took it upon myself to ask the question, why isn't it happening? And it seems the only reason it isn't happening is because of The Undertaker himself. So last Monday in Detroit, Michigan, I sent out a direct shot to The Undertaker, very casually, almost like the Doctor of Thugonomics, and really said, like, hey, man, whatever you're doing, there's this thing going on called WrestleMania on April 8th. Be there and I'll fight you. So it's not up to me. It's not up to our fans. It's not up to WWE. It's up to one person. And whether he accepts my RSVP or not, that's up to him.
You think you can take him?
I think I'm going to try.